This news update's being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. NextEra Energy Resources, which is a major energy development company, is working with Huron County Township on solar projects. During the Oliver Township Board of Trustees meeting, Patrick Myers, who's with NextEra, gave a brief presentation on the possibility of an electrical energy battery storage facility in the township. A battery storage unit stores electrical energy generated by wind and/or solar for later use, helps balance supply and demand in energy systems. Battery storage facilities provide battery backup power during outages and peak battery demand times. It was noted the energy company will be working with the Planning Commission and Township Board in the future as project plans are formulated. Also, Township Clerk Robert Ross reported the Planning Commission has been meeting on a variety of topics. The Commission has had meetings regarding a resident wanting to install a trailer house on their property and the necessary rules and regulations that have to be met to allow that. He also noted that NextEra was looking at the possibility of future solar projects for the township. There'll be a free pop-up food pantry distribution at 10 a.m. on Monday, December 29th. The distribution will be at the Caro Church of the Nazarene at 1494 Purdy Road in Caro. The food distribution is being offered in coordination of Food Bank of Eastern Michigan, along with Caro Rotary Club, Lions Club, Caro's Arbor Cleaners, and Tuscola County Behavioral Health Systems. And police in Bay City arrested three men and confiscated narcotics and three firearms and evidence of drug manufacturing during a Friday morning raid on Michigan Avenue. The operation carried out by Mend Michigan Safe Streets Task Force and Bay City SWAT followed a long-term drug investigation. A 34-year-old man faces drug and weapons charges, while two others were taken into custody on unrelated warrants. Prosecutors are reviewing the case, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Bay City Police or Bay County Central Dispatch. And we'll return right after this.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall. A name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back with one obituary today. Leroy Howard Schweitzer, age 83, of Sebring, passed away peacefully at Bayview Gardens in Sebring Saturday, December 13th. Leroy was born January 19th, 1942 in Bad Axe and went on to marry the love of his life, Arlene Ruth Nimps, on February 5, 1966. Leroy was a Navy veteran and proudly served from 1960 to 1964. He survived by his children, Leanne, Eric, and Angela, and his grandchildren. Visitation will be on Thursday, December 18th at Youngle and Mellendorf Funeral Home from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. The funeral service will be on Friday, December 19th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Cremation has taken place, and he will be laid to rest at Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly, Michigan. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sebring. A special thank you to the staff at Bayview Gardens and Heartland Hospice, including the special angels Josie and Stacy, his nurse practitioner from the VA hospital in Saginaw, Emily Spiker, and his home care nurse, Rocky. You can share your thoughts, prayers, and memories at jmfuneralhome.com.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Sebring Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with your national and international news. A new consumer report shows prices for artificial Christmas trees in the U.S. rose roughly 10 to 15% this holiday season, with importers citing higher tariffs and shipping costs as key factors, and industry groups noting many trees are still sourced from overseas despite steady demand from households seeking reusable decorations. In ongoing Russian-Ukraine peace efforts, U.S. officials met with President Vladimir Zelensky for another round of talks, discussing proposed security guarantees for Kyiv as part of a framework aimed at ending nearly 4 years of large-scale conflict. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe, and by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
When the horn blows and the crowd is cheering, there's nothing sweeter than a win. And nothing fresher than a stop at Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Whether you're grabbing donuts before the big game, cookies for the team bus, or fresh bread and pies to celebrate after a victory, Murphy's has been fueling our community with homemade goodness for three generations. From game day mornings to championship nights, Murphy's Bakery is your local tradition for sweet treats and winning flavors. Open early, baked fresh daily, and always served with a smile. So the next time you're celebrating a big win, swing by Murphy's Bakery and taste what everyone's talking about. Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron and Bad Axe.
Murphy's!
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a blessed Happy Holiday Season.